Good morning. Today we're going to talk about the minhag of stealing the afikomen, that is, the parents handing the afikomen to the children, or the parents hiding it and the children finding it and then the children hiding it. And the question is this a good minhag, the stealing of the afikomen at the Lel HaSeder, and is there a basis for it? So we're going to start out with the Sefer Me'orei Or, who says, I'll read it inside, Demashe gonvim hatinokos afikomen, this minhag of the children stealing the afikomen, mitachas hakise, under the chair, I guess that's where the parent would keep it, hubadui vehevel, it is baseless, it is silliness to be doing this, and it's a terrible thing, actually. He goes on to say, Ubagoyim nishma, the non-Jews hear that the Jews are teaching their children to steal. Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, in order to remember Mitzrayim, what do we have, stealing in Mitzrayim, v'yinatzlu, that the Jews came and took the assets, clothing, gems, jewels, etc., of the Egyptians. So we are having a Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, just like the Jews, quote-unquote, looted the non-Jews, the Egyptians, so too we have this concept, this minhag of the children based on that stealing, the afikomen, and says the Sefer Me'orei Or, Hamoneya Meshubach, it's preferable to not be doing this. This is a bad minhag based on that, and in fact, as we saw last time, we had the question, what do you do with the afikomen? Once you break the middle matzah, you take the larger piece. So what do you do with it from then until the end of the Seder when you eat it? And we saw a number of views. For example, we saw the tour that said you take it and you put it under the mapa, wrap it up, and it's remembering the Mishara Sam Tzruas Betzilo Sam. You give it to somebody who should hold on to it. Or we also saw views, put it under the tablecloth or put it underneath where you're sitting, between your cushions, putting in your tallest bag. But none of them said, have the children steal the afikomen. They all talked about where to place the afikomen, meanwhile, until use. So based on that, we don't have a good minhag. Having said that, there are achronim that bring this minhag down, and we'll bring two different rationales for it. The first rationale is brought in the Chok Yaakov. He says that this minhag that we have of stealing the afikomen, it's actually based on a Gemara Psachim, Daf Kuf Tes, that says, Chotfin matzah belel psachim bishvil tinokot shelo yishanu. We grab, chotfin lachtof, is we grab the matzah at the Lel HaSeder so the children don't sleep. So what does that mean, grab the matzahs? So it could be we grab it from hand to hand, or we have people grab it from one another. And the Rambam says, Chotfin matzah zemit yad zed, we grab it from hand to hand, passing it back and forth, grabbing it back and forth. Then the concept here is to keep the kids awake, have them asking. So the Noheg Kitzon Yosef says that Ein Levat al Haminag, do not nullify, do not do away with this minag of the young children stealing, gonvin, that's stealing the afikomen. Why do they do it? Kedei likach ezechev, stay in order for them. They take the afikomen and they effectively try to negotiate or extort something from their fathers. I'll exchange, I'll give you back your afikomen if you give me something else. Why does he say don't do away with this minag? Why do we keep it intact? Because it is keeping the children awake and discussing, asking about the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it's actually based on that Gemara Psachim that says we grab the afikomen back and forth. It meant from person to person or hand to hand to keep them awake. And it generated into the minhag of the children grabbing the afikomen, taking it, stealing it, and negotiating for its return. In fact, that minhag is brought by the Yaivitz as well. Just a somewhat of a side point, if the negotiations are not going so well for the parent, you do not need that quote-unquote afikomen. You can take another piece of matzah and use that other piece of matzah as the afikomen. So that's a good bartering tool. You say, oh, the child, you're asking too much. I'm just going to get another piece of matzah from the box, and we are going to move on with the Seder, even having not settled to repurchase the afikomen from you. So first minhag, first explanation of this minhag is based on the Gemara Psachim that says, we were chotvi matzah belal psachim, nitzvil shi tinoko shelo yishanu. We're grabbing chotvim, that matzah, and it came on to the children being the one that are chotev, that's matzah. That's explanation number one. Explanation number two is brought in the Birkas HaPesach. He records what the Michtam Sofer wrote. the Michtam Sofer is the son of the Chsam Sofer, that the grandchild, one of the grandchildren of the Michtam Sofer, asked him during the Seder, where do we get this minhag of stealing the Afikomen from? And the Michtam Sofer did not respond at that point. But after the Seder, he answered as follows. Look at what we're doing at the Seder. A lot of what we do is a Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're remembering the various Nisim and Niflos, the various miracles that we had, the Aseres Hamakos, etc., the splitting of the sea. We're discussing all of that, but there is one Nes that happened at the Lela Seder in Mitzrayim that we omit to discuss. And that is the Nes of the L'chol B'reisho Lo Yecharetz Kelev L'shno. Throughout where the Jews were living, there was not one dog that barked. We don't talk about that at all at the Lela Seder. It's not discussed. It's not mentioned. And that is an amazing miracle. That is super miraculous. And why don't we mention it? So let's delve into that, says the Michtam Sofer. If you look, there's a Gemara Psachim, Kuf Yud Gimel, that says, Lo tidor b'mata d'lo navach kalva. Don't live in a city that the dogs don't bark. Why not? It's great to not have dogs barking. It's quiet. So Rashi explains, when you have dogs around and barking, it is a protection from our enemies and from ganavim, from thieves. It's a protection because when you have dogs and somebody approaches, it could be an enemy, it could be a thief, it could be a pirate, whatever, and that dog gives off the warning signal. It starts barking. Accordingly, the Gemara tells us, don't live in a place where you don't have dogs barking because you don't have that protection. So that's the concept of dogs barking. So says the Michtam Sofer, if you think about it, it was miraculous that the dogs were not barking at Lela Seder when the Makas Bechoros was going on. But as a consequence of that, when you don't have dogs barking, you have thieves coming in. You have robberies going on. And accordingly, that's what happened Lela Seder without dogs barking. Robberies are going on. And accordingly, we want to have a Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim that the dogs were not barking. The robberies were going on. Accordingly, our minhag is the stealing of the Afikomen. We steal the Afikomen. The kids steal the Afikomen to remember all the burglaries that were going on at Lela Seder because the dogs were not barking. So we have a Zecher. In fact, we are remembering the dogs not barking at the Lela Seder in Egypt. So that's explanation number two. There we have it in a nutshell. We have some Boskin, the Morei Or, saying this is not a good minhag. Kids stealing the Afikomen, teaching them to steal. The non-Jews are hearing that we're teaching our children to steal. On the other hand, we have two rationales for it. The first one is the main one, based on the Gemara Psachim, Chotvi Matzah B'la Psachim, that we grabbed the matzah, then it generated into the children, Chotvi the matzah, grabbing the matzah, that's the minhag of the stealing of the Afikomen. It keeps them awake and does, it is effective. I don't know how many questions they ask about it, but it does keep them awake. And the different explanation by the Michtam Sofer is we're remembering the dogs not barking in Mitzrayim, dogs didn't bark, there were robberies, burglaries. Accordingly, we have as well the stealing of the Avikomen to remember the nace of the dogs not barking. Have a wonderful day.